All right, guys. A little bit different format tonight. I don't have Steven here because it's January, and he does not like January. Granted, he did the past few weeks, but there's an extra week in January. So he said, I'm done. That's enough. I'm not doing. So welcome to Chapman and Harwood, Have a Hate of Music. Have a hate? You don't have a have a hate? But I'm not alone tonight. I do have a special guest. I have, ready for this, Stephen Harwood.
Well, hello.
Stephen's here, Sammy. Say hi, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Sammy.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Come on, look what happened.
What happened? Okay, hold on, Stephen.
Well, it's nice to be here. I've never been on this show before. I've actually never really been on any podcasts before. So this is probably going to be new for me. Jason stepped out of the room. His little boy, something happened in there. I don't know what, but I'm good friends with Stephen Harwood. I know him very well. I have to say it's a little unusual that he would just flat out refuse to come on a fifth Wednesday in January. I know he hates January, but that's a little extreme for him. But I do know there's a lot going on in his life right now, and we'll mention some of that later. Stephen really does feel bad that he couldn't be here because, you know, he loves this. This is kind of his baby.
He was upset because there was 5 weeks in January, so he said he had enough.
You know, he needs to get over it, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, I am glad you're here, Stephen.
Well, thank you.
So
I'm glad to be here. I've never been on a show before. I've never been on any podcast before.
Yeah, you were on one time before when Stephen wasn't here.
Oh, that was another Stephen Harwood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He was, as I recall, he was really kind of he was kind of cranky. He didn't like it.
So since you're the guest, what we do, we you present a song to us.
Yes.
And what you like. And there's no theme for this week. Just play whatever you want.
Okay.
Oh, and usually we play the songs, hey, on January, but you just go ahead, since you're the guest. Just play us anything.
Well,
what's on your mind?
Well, I don't really listen to a lot of music, but Stephen does.
And oh, yeah.
As you, of course, you know.
Yeah.
He asked me to play a particular song.
Oh, okay. So though, he could have been here because he was upset about January.
He's being a what do you call the word?
Poophead.
Yeah, he can be sometimes. Self-righteous son of a... Anyway, he wanted me to play this song, and he loves Fats Domino,
yeah.
The late, great Fats Domino,
mm-hmm.
And I like Fats Domino, too.
I like Fats Domino.
He wanted me to play this song, and we'll... Now, he said something about you all kind of give some information about the song.
Infomomation, yeah.
Infomomation?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Infomomation.
Do it one more time.
Infomomation.
I didn't quite get it.
Infomomation.
Infomomation?
Yeah.
Infomomation. That's fun.
That's any information you have on the song.
Okay.
But it's called Infomomation.
Well, I have to find the Infomomation, but where did it go?
Infomomation, you're the one. Infomomation, make bath time fun. Infomomation, Infomomation.
Well, darn it.
Infomomation is
here. And now it's not.
It's okay. You're a guest.
Well, give me just a minute because I feel bad because I have to look for this song. This is not.
You think Steven got this song ready for you?
No, he didn't. He was being, like you say, he's being a poophead.
Oh.
But this is a song. This is from Fats Domino's 1965 album. It's called Get Away with Fats Domino. And at this point in his career, Fats Domino was no longer on Imperial Records. He had kind of...
Well, hop him.
Well, he'd left the label, and he was over on ABC Paramount, which was where Ray Charles was at the same time.
That's where I was.
And a lot of the music he did there was... I know a lot of the material was recorded in Nashville, so it almost kind of has a Nashville sound, but it's still Fats. But this is a song called... And there was a specific reason he wanted me to play this. This song is called I Met the Girl I'm Gonna Marry.
Whoa, okay.
So
I see that.
He has an announcement he wants me to tell you all. So this is Fats Domino.
So he has an announcement, but he couldn't make it in person? Son of the...
I know, he's a poo-poo head. But anyway, we're going to play this song. This is called I Met the Girl I'm Gonna Marry by Fats Domino from his 1965 album Get Away with Fats Domino.
I sure
found a girl I'm gonna marry. I ain't gonna tarry no more. I found a girl I'm gonna marry. I ain't gonna tarry no more. I'm gonna walk on so we can be alone for sure.
I like that a lot.
It wasn't very long.
No, it's a very short song. Very similar to, like, I Want to Walk You Home and Walking to New Orleans. It's another one of those 6-8 shuffles that Fats was so famous for doing.
And is that on the iTunes?
Well, it used to be. Back 5 years ago it was, but no, it is no longer on the iTunes.
What? They took it off the iTunes?
Yeah, all of Fats Domino's ABC Paramount material was on there, and they have taken it off. From the research I've done, because, you know, I don't listen to a lot of Fats, but I know a few things about him.
But if me and Steven are on the iTunes, that should be on the iTunes.
Well,
we are on the iTunes. Just type in Chapman Howard.
It was at one point. It does. I don't believe it is anymore. They took it off.
That is crazy.
Because, you know, there used to be a lot of Ray Charles stuff on iTunes, and now there's not much of the material that he cut in the 60s, but a lot of his Atlantic material. So I don't know what's going on there. But
that is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is nuts.
But Stephen wanted me to play that song for him today because he has an announcement he wants to make.
He has an announcement, but he can't be here. That sorry son of a...
I know, he's a poo-poo head.
But, go ahead.
But Stephen wanted me to let all of you know that on June 9th, of this year. Stephen is getting married.
On June 9th?
Yes.
He could have told me this in person. I'm his cousin, for gosh sakes.
I'm surprised he didn't, because I know he wanted you to be the best man. You probably won't do it now.
Probably not. Wow, he couldn't even say this on his own podcast.
I know.
What in the world?
How did that happen?
Well, very cool. Congratulations, Stephen. Yes, Stephen. I'm very proud. You've been waiting for this for a long time.
Well, I hope he hears that.
So. Oh, he better be listening eventually.
Yeah, I'll make sure that he does. But yes, Stephen wanted me to tell you all he's getting married to his bride-to-be, Sarah Canning.
Sarah Canning, what you gonna do? Very cool. Very, very beautiful bride she'll be.
Yes, she will. And that's why Stephen wanted me to play that, because he loves Fats, and what a perfect song.
Yeah, that's true.
So he might want that played at the wedding. So.
That'd be fine. We could do that.
So, yep, June 9th. Save the date, as they say. June 9th, 2018.
You're all guys invited. Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at New Hope. The Star Wars Church.
The Star Wars Church, yes. New Hope.
Yeah. New Hope United Methodist Church in, well, where we are, Enid, Oklahoma. I probably won't be there because I have to I have to be out of town that day.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Weird, weird, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to meet with Donald Trump.
Weird. Weird, weird, weird.
He's a good friend of mine.
Wow. Well, weird, 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 weird. All right. You ready for this commercial?
I'm ready for a commercial.
So what we do, we play a commercial. Our sponsor, ready?
Oh, well, good.
Give her Ajolie, the 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman.
I can work till 5 o'clock, come home and read you tickety-tack.
Tonight I'm gonna cook for the kids.
And if it's loving you one, I can kiss you and give you the shivering fit.
Ajolie, the 8-hour perfume for your 24-hour woman.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a woman.
Well, that's pretty good, though. You got pretty far, though. Yeah? Well, you got pretty far, though. Farther than Daddy could. So, well, if Steven was here, he would tell us that sponsor. But you know who that sponsor was?
Who was that sponsor?
That was KFC.
Oh.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, I'm writing this down for him because...
He can't write his own stuff down.
I know, because he likes to keep track of this. Is it true that you act the books that he writes everything in? Is it true that you call them the Bible?
Yeah, the Good Night Sleepy Head Show or Little Red Light Song Bible. All right, Les. All right. Here we go. Here's my song. You ready for this? I'm just going to play the song.
I am ready.
Here we go. I might have played this once before, but I know I played it for Steven before.
The friend that stood by me when times were bad is the very best friend that I ever had. He taught me how to smile when I felt so low. All he did for me, you could never know. Now happiness is here, but I must just get one thing clear. Who's gonna share my happiness? Days with me, cause friends in need are friends indeed.
Friends.
It's him that took my side when all my friends had gone. It's him that didn't care for the people, said he would comfort me so that I forget. And now he's always here, always near to me. And we walk together for the world to see. Just hand in hand like friends, we pass trouble by. All the heartaches over, all the tears are dry. And we'll go on and on. And when he's sad, I'll make him smile. Who's gonna share my happy days with me? Cause friends in need are friends indeed. Friends indeed. It's him that took my side when all my friends had gone. It's him that took my side when all my friends had gone.
Oh, okay. Maybe next time. Okay, we're almost done, Sammy. So, Mr. Stephen Harwood, did you like that? Steven is a big fan of Sylvie Vartan, too.
Oh, yeah. He told me that you might play something by Sylvie Vartan, and that's the first time I've heard her, but I definitely like her music. I love her voice.
First time this year I played her.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this question.
I have no information on that song.
Oh.
Or what year that came. I cannot find anything when that American version came out. I just like the song so much.
Is this something that you can get on the iTunes?
You cannot get... Well, you know what? I can't read French, so I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Well, let me see. If you could get it, it might be on Amazon Music. So, I found more of early Sylvie Vartan music on the Amazon Music. But I don't think you can get that song. Let me look it up real fast. I have several songs from different albums on it. What's the French version of that song? I do not think that's anywhere right now. It's been a while since I looked her up, what you can get from her. But that is a very cool song.
What
one of my favorites.
What can you get from her?
Nothing, because she lives in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and she's married to an American producer.
She's no longer with Johnny Halliday?
No.
Well, that was
so. So, but I do like that song, and I do like Sylvia Vartan. So, Steven,
yes.
If someone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you?
You can... Well, do I need to tell him my email? Because I won't be back.
You know, just tell Poopoo Head Steven's email.
Oh, his email? Give me a second. I don't...
It's very hard to remember, isn't it?
I've got it. He sent me this little notepad. Okay, here it is. What does this say? My eyes are closed. I cannot see. When I think of you, I have to pee.
No, that's me and Steven.
Oh, okay. It is.
The worst email around.
Professor with a capital P, and then capital SH83 at gmail.com. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway. And if Sylvie wanted to get a hold of me, she could get a hold of me at goodnightsleepyhitshow@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to close out with this song.
Okay. Jason, I'd like to say thank you for having me as the guest. I hope to be back sometime. This has been lots of fun.
Nope, it won't happen, Les.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I was going to play this song.
Ni des mauvais jours quand plus rien ne va, ça ne s'oublie pas, et voilà pourquoi. Ni des mauvais jours, de mes jours d'ennui, jamais je n'oublie mon meilleur ami, celui qui partageait mes espoirs et me consolait.
Celui qui partage.